Iran said today it will never give up development of nuclear fuel and insisted its nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. The foreign ministry in Tehran made the statement after the United States and Europe agreed on a new joint policy of pressure on Iran. The Europeans will adopt the tougher U.S. approach, which would punish Iran with U.N. sanctions if it doesn't abandon uranium enrichment. And the Bush administration said yesterday that it will join Europe in offering Iran incentives to cooperate. That's a break from long-standing American opposition to negotiating with Iran. Nuclear technology, which Iran has continued to acquire, was the focus of an unusual conference last weekend in Tehran that included American scholars. One of them was Clifford Kupchan, a senior fellow at the Nixon Center. He's back in Washington now and joins me in the studio. Welcome, Mr. Kupchan.
Thank you.
Iran again today insisted on its right to enrich uranium for what it calls civilian power. Now, we know that it has huge oil and gas reserves, so the West fears that uranium could be used for bombs. Is there any reason to believe that the new U.S.-European diplomatic initiative will succeed in getting Iranians to change course?
As it stands now, I think there's very little chance it will succeed. U.S. incentives that were offered yesterday by Secretary Rice really aren't going to be taken seriously in Tehran.
These incentives, they include such things as offering civilian aircraft parts. What else?
Right now, it's just civilian aircraft parts and dropping our opposition to Iranian WTO membership.
World Trade Organization membership, which Iran has been seeking.
Exactly. It's going to take a whole lot more to get them involved in serious negotiations. My view is that if we offer them a real role in Persian Gulf security, if we start to lift sanctions and unfreeze Iranian assets, if we offer them some form of security guarantee that regime change is not official policy, if President Bush is willing to step up to a microphone and say that, then I think we have a chance. That chance may not be higher than 30%, but 30% is a lot higher than zero.
The rhetoric from the administration consistently has been extremely harsh when it comes to Iran. Also, some of Iran's enemies, Israel is thought to have atomic weapons. From their perspective, is there any reason for them to want to acquire nuclear weapons?
From their perspective, there are reasons, which they enunciate very forcefully and very clearly. The first is they're in a bad neighborhood, and they point that out. Israel has nuclear weapons, Pakistan has nuclear weapons, India has nuclear weapons. Secondly, and something that we miss, is this whole issue of Persian, Middle Eastern, Arab respect, the emphasis on respect. And the Iranians want nuclear technology, not necessarily a bomb, but at least a fuel cycle, in order to have what they consider to be their appropriate and due respect in the region.
What was behind this invitation to this conference? It sounds fascinating. You were one of several American scholars invited there.
I actually attended two conferences. The first was on Persian Gulf security, and I participated in that one. And then there was a follow-on conference, which was really the show, which was the nuclear conference. The Iranian leadership turned out en masse. Iranians told me that they hadn't quite seen anything like it since the revolution. They really put on a show to send really a quite tough message back to the West. The message essentially in public was, thanks for coming, and by the way, we're going to build a fuel cycle.
Did you sense any flexibility in private meetings that you were able to have with Iranian leaders?
Yes, in private meetings, Iranian leaders expressed considerably more flexibility than they did in their public posture. However, it wasn't flexibility to the point that would be acceptable to the Bush administration, but it was flexibility, which reinforces my hope that we haven't reached a complete impasse in this talk.
This whole notion of face, and you said it had been somewhat overlooked, how important is that to Iranian leaders?
That's a really good question because it's extremely important, and we just don't get it here. The first thing that these top officials told me, they want to be recognized as a legitimate regional power and a member of the international community. They want that more than sanctions. They want that more than security guarantees. They really want that more than anything. And to me, that's a really good example of having to understand the culture from which the Iranians are coming, which we just don't.
Well, Clifford Kupchan, thank you very much for joining us today. Clifford Kupchan is a senior fellow at the Nixon Center here in Washington. He has recently returned from a nuclear conference in Tehran. Thanks again.
My pleasure.